You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We are so fortunate to have Dr. Pat and staff, myself, Patricia Eltage, and Kelly Ward, are available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Wan training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly ladies groups and private services, please email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com, or call the office at 949-723-0338. Before we take your questions, we have Dr. Pat available to talk regarding her teachings. Please enlighten the audience, Dr. Pat.
On this tape, I'm going to be dealing with masculine and feminine energies, Carl Jung's idea of duality. In Carl Jung's frame of reference, every man had an anima, which is his feminine side, and every woman had a masculine side called the animus. Now, what exactly is an anima quality? A feminine quality, whether it's in a man's body or a woman's, is the ability to receive, be available to receive, and to respect the other person's giving, protecting, and cherishing. The animus in a woman is that masculine energy, the ability to give, to protect, and to cherish. Mothers have it, masculine women have it, and so in today's world, everybody is both male and female. Now, where does this come from? I mean, Carl Jung's idea about duality is fine, but what does it look like in a human body? Roger Sperry and all the scientists afterwards have been talking about the brain differences between the right and the left-handed man and woman. The left lobe, we know now, is a very A, B, C, D, E lobe. The right lobe is an A, Z, A, P. It floats. It has more to do with feelings and relationships, which is a very feminine process. The left lobe wants to get the job done. Very logical. Now, right-handed men with a smaller bridge between the two lobes, called the corpus callosum, generally do better in one lobe at a time. He's in his left lobe logic, or he's in his feeling, make love, right lobe. We women and left-handed men, because we have a larger bridge between the two lobes, we mix our thoughts and feelings, and right-handed men often say we're a little out of it. AZ is a bit of a jump. So, if you think of Carl Jung's idea of duality as not only a spiritual entity within, spiritual meaning love, an ability to love, but also a physical situation that we're studying, you will understand that everyone is both right and left lobed, both thinking and feeling. Everyone's ambisexual today. Every male body also has a soul that is feminine, called the anima. The anima is that ability in a man to receive, to be available to receive, and to respect another person's right to give, protect, and cherish him. Some men are so macho, they cannot get in touch with their feminine. On the other hand, every woman in a female body has the ability to also have a strong side of her That ambisexuality within her is the animus. The animus is the ability to say no. I always say that the animus in a woman is either an anchor to take care of her, a shovel to take care of them, or a claw to tear people apart outside of herself. So in today's world, we all are ambisexual if we're healthy. Because today, real health is narcissistic health. Narcissistic health is normal for single people. A basketball player cannot be narcissistic, but a golfer can. A singles tennis player can be narcissistic, but a doubles player cannot. So narcissism is not all bad. People need to be narcissistic, especially if they're single. We need to think our way through our financial problems, and we need to enjoy our lives and know how to get in touch with those playful parts of ourselves. It is extremely abnormal to be in a relationship and be narcissistic. A man who's a macho cannot be with a true, fully evolved woman. Women's Lib has helped women get in touch with their animus at work. It's having difficulty after work that's the problem that I'm dealing with. But at work, the animus is that part of a woman that anchors her so that she is not codependent. In the old days, men and women were separated by church, by culture, by edict. Men were men and women were women. Not so. Today, everyone is a man, everyone is a woman, everyone has a brain to make a living, and everyone has a feeling heart that they have to put together if they want to be in a relationship. In a relationship in which two people with four energy systems, masculine and feminine, must come together without collision, intimacy is the goal. How do we avoid intimacy inadvertently, and how do we achieve intimacy? That is the point I want to deal with now. First of all, I'm going to say something that may inflame you. Equality works at work, but not after work. In the world today, there are no feminine energy systems at work. No one shall be treated according to their sex or their sexuality. That's becoming the law. Everyone is respectable, masculine, performance-oriented at work. And because of that, too many people take that attitude of everybody's equal at work, especially since Women's Lib, takes that idea to after work, when you're attempting to have a relationship or date, and that's where the problem comes in. Equality is good at work, but it's not good in a relationship. For a good intimate relationship, you know how to do non-intimate relationships because you're listening and reading to these books and tapes and workbooks, and if you had a good intimacy, you wouldn't. So I'm going to teach you about how to be intimate. Number one, if you're a 10 and you want a person to be intimate with you, you'll have to deal with somebody who's a 0. 10s are perfect people. Their ideas are respectable. Their feelings are cherishable. And they really don't have the ability to empathize. In the very best relationship, I want somebody to take special responsibility for being a respectable person and the other a cherishable person. I need a 5 and a 5 to make a 10 relationship.
Thank you for those words of wisdom, Dr. Allen. That was Dr. Allen's recording of Lifetime of Love, Masculine and Feminine Energy. Tonight we have Patricia Eltinge available on the show. Patricia, are you available?
I'm available. Hello, hello.
Hey,
Thank you for the word, Dr. Allen. And that was Dr. Allen's recording of
Life kind You've of got life. Your radio. Yes. Okay, here we go. Off.
I think it's yours.
Yes. I got it. Okay. Oh, crap. Holy moly, people. I'm so sorry.
Just,
here we
just
go.
Just turn it down. I got it now.
Okay. Technical issues, people. Sorry about that.
Okay. We had a recording. Every so often we'll have a recording for the audience. You can get the Lifetime of Love recording. I think there's eight audios on our website, drpetallen.com. You can listen to them. They're available. And we just want to take a minute to let everybody know that we have some new and exciting news available. Dr. Allen's book, Getting to I Do, is now available in audio. Did you hear about that, Patricia?
Absolutely. That's so wonderful that it's so far reaching. And the book has been published into its umpteenth printing besides, and it's all over the world. People actually call us from all over the world just from getting a hold of that book.
Yes. So I believe it's available on Amazon. It's available on Echo Audiobooks. Just Google it, or if you want information, you can contact me at the office and I'll send you the link at info@drpetallen.com. Hopefully we'll get some callers. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. If you have a question, please feel free to give us a call. I just want to say a little bit about the Wand Institute while we're waiting for callers. I offer a monthly drop-in ladies group that the ladies, it's a $10 donation. They can come in and I spend about an hour and a half, usually about 10 to 12 ladies answering questions. Each lady gets about 5 minutes just if they want to get a question answered without paying for a full service. And if you want information on that, I have dates coming up in June. I do two Mondays and two Thursdays. Mondays are at 4 Pacific Standard Time, and the two Thursdays are at 9 a.m. And you can email me at the office at info@drpetallen.com. And then we have Patricia and Kelly. We have Patricia on tonight. Patricia does life scripts. Dr. Allen no longer does the private services. So Patricia has carried the torch, and she now conducts life scripts. Patricia, do you want to tell the audience about your life scripts and what it entails and what would benefit with them?
Yes. Well, some people have heard the word when we have tapes from our how we have been programmed from our past. Well, this comes out of Eric Burns' work. And his work of transactional analysis was to do with our life scripts, how we were scripted growing up, whether it be from our families, our upbringing, our churches, our schools, our ancestry, our culture. And we are all programmed from birth, actually 6 months in utero, we start being programmed, and how that impacts us. And how we got to where we are today, but then all of that programming doesn't necessarily serve us anymore, and our lives aren't flourishing because some of that programming no longer serves us. So then I help you decipher how to eliminate some of the programming that no longer serves you. And anyway, that's the short version of it. And send out a questionnaire, and we get down and dirty with how to clean up your life so that you're in control of your life, not your only your programming.
But yeah, basically your past. It does great works. A lot of my ladies in the group, once you find out what happened in your past, you can start changing your script, which you can have a better result with your future once you're aware of what's going on. You keep continuing the same script with the same result. When you change your script, you'll get a better result if you're aware of it.
So we give tools on how to do that. You just can't automatically change it. Oh, I think I'll change my script. It's not so easy, but there are techniques to help you change your script and change your behaviors. Our script is, it turns out, the way you behave and the things that come out of your mouth. And that's one of the the crux of Dr. Pat Allen's work is changing your the empowered communication, changing the way you speak to start with, yes. and how you use words to change your life.
Yes. That's why we're called the Want Institute. Ask for what you want and say no to what you don't want. We teach potency words, and you get what you potency in your communication with Dr. Allen's tools. So if you want any information on my ladies' groups, private sessions, Patricia's life script, and Patricia also does couples counseling, you can reach me at the office at info@drpatallen.com. Callers, please give us a call. We've had some callers in the past. We'd love to hear from them and find get updates on what's going on. 323-203-0815. Do you have any call email questions or calling questions from your ladies?
Well, I wanted to expand on what the message was today, and that is our masculine and feminine energies. And that's how we start to understand ourselves through understanding when we're operating out of our masculine and when we're operating out of our feminine side, and how you can be in control of when you use one and when you're using the other, so that you're not clashing with your partner. And that this goes across the board for all types of couples, whether you're straight or gay or any which way, these communication tools are going to help people to get along and not clash. And that's the crux of that. And that's one of the things we wanted to talk about, is understanding ourselves, how we come from both energies, but not at the same time, so that we aren't narcissistic.
Yeah, it's basically when you have one masculine and one feminine energy, the polarity attracts. If you have two masculine energies, it repels. So in today's world, there's a lot of masculine women, because they didn't have fathers, or their fathers trained them to be big, strong women. So they've gone into the workforce masculine, which is everybody's masculine at work. But unfortunately, they go into their dating world lifestyle in their masculine energy. And they may attract a masculine guy, but the two masculine energies compete. So it usually diffuses the intimacy. So we teach the ladies how to stay feminine. And it's more than just taking bubble baths and looking pretty. You have to change your behavior. You have to change your words. You have to change basically your whole belief system. So you send out positive messages to these men of your femininity, how you feel. Wouldn't you say that, Patricia, in an easy format?
Yes, that's good, but it's still appropriate to be operating out of your masculine energy at work. That's how people make a living nowadays. And the men nowadays, they have to have enough energy so they can be empathetic and understanding of their partner. So they don't want to be overly masculine, so that there is not, so that they aren't feeling enough. So it's how we balance our energies. So we all have both, as Dr. Pat was saying, but it's how we balance our energy so that we can be operating not out of the same at the same time, so we don't go head to head like two rams if we're both in our masculine. Oh,
caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
I do. It's about a dream. Is that okay?
Shortly, it might be to do with our dreams often are to do with our relationships.
We'll do a quick dream here. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, it was interesting because I had a very sort of positive pastoral dream. Lately, I've been having a little bit darker ones. But this was about, in my dream, I went to visit a property, pretty much a horse farm in Tennessee. I don't ride horses. I have not been to Tennessee, but I had such a positive experience in the dream, just really enjoying it, that I decided I was going to move to Tennessee. So that's kind of the short part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you that horses represent our masculine energy, speaking of energy. Mm. And so there's something in your world that you are positively moving into accepting that you are okay with being in your masculine energy while working, I would hope. You're still working, I imagine. You work?
Yes, I am. I'm doing especially a rebranding campaign and a lot of delegation of responsibilities.
Okay, so what I want to tell you in this dream, speaking of our message today, was that make sure that you want in your waking life that you are balancing your energies so that you aren't just fully moving into your masculine side and neglecting your feminine side. So that's a message for you to understand that I hear that in this dream you're comfortable and want to move into your masculine energy, but don't forget to feed the feminine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So we'll see a dream with you, diving into a lagoon or something.
Yeah.
So.
And swimming with the horses. How's that?
Swimming. That would be very balanced.
Patricia does dream. If anybody out there wants to do dream interpretation, she does private dream interpretations. You can reach me at the Wan Institute, info@drpatallen.com, and I will forward you her information. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Speaking of our
energy. I have another question.
Oh.
I heard something, and I don't know if it's out yet or not, but that Pat's book may be available on Audible.
Yes, it is. It is. You can look on it. There's a book company. I think it's called Echo Printing.
Uh-huh.
Or it's available on Amazon. You can Google Google that, or you can send me a email and I'll forward you the link that I have that it's available on.
You can find it on Amazon and some other links too.
Oh, great. I'm going to do that. Thank you so much.
Great. And speaking of dreams, my book, by the way, is called The Dream Class. Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. But the main title is The Dream Class, and it's found on Amazon.
Thank you. I had a write-in caller ask a question. It's from a gentleman. He has a girlfriend that he's known for 4 years. She lives out of state. They're elderly, and she's been waiting for him to retire. And he's just about getting ready to retire, except for she wants to live out in the wilderness where there's no.
Sorry, hello.
Yes, you're on the air with us with Patricia. Do you have a question?
I sure do. So I'm in a really fantastic relationship with a masculine man.
Uh-huh.
And I would love some best practices or insight on how I could really gush over him and stroke his ego, because he really needs this.
Well, everything nice he does, you appreciate. What does he do that's nice?
Oh my God, he just bought me a brand new car.
Then you say thank you. You're such a wonderful
guy. Well, I say thank you, but I'm kind of looking for new ways, because sometimes I'm like, I'm appreciative. I have so much gratitude, but sometimes I feel like kind of cheesy.
You give him big hugs and kisses and reward him. Men like positive strokes. Whenever you, it's like training a dog. When they do something good, you give them a reward.
Hug him and kiss him and be affectionate
yes.
with him. And you can even take him out to a dinner once in a while. Besides making him a dinner, you can say, I want to treat you to a surprise. And you take him to a show or a music venue or something
that he wouldn't
have thought of himself.
Okay, I'm just writing this down.
Okay, get tickets to something that he would like.
I want to give back appreciation, and sometimes I'm like, well, even if I was to use words, is affection, do you feel more potent than words?
That
men?
Yes.
Okay, this is getting hot now. Okay.
That's right.
How to give back. You'll be creative.
Okay, yes. That's what I'm looking for some inspiration, because he's so good to me, and I feel sometimes I'm like, I just want to make sure, because I find sometimes that he makes hints at me that he wants the positive feedback.
And yes, they
I'm
do.
Like, yes. And
but they
and
want
I'm like,
the
oh,
feedback.
Gosh, am I not doing it right or enough?
As affection goes a long way, and things that they wouldn't think of themselves, like I said, special tickets to something, or somebody just bought their husband for his birthday tickets to, he's a golf nut, so they got something, some special plane tickets and everything to watch this special golf tournament. So get creative.
Okay. This is helpful. Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Okay. So how do I say and communicate to him in a feminine way what I need? You know, if it's something physical, like something for him to do for me, how do I communicate that without being like, I want this?
You right? come from your like, feelings. Do you want there's something, give me a for instance and I'll tell you how to go about it.
Okay, so this afternoon I ran out of bottled water, right, for my bubbler thing, and I wasn't feeling so good, so I didn't want to say go get right. me water.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Because that's like, you know, directing
so
him and
do
telling
you know
him
what
to
do.
So
you present okay. a man with a problem. And you go, oh, I'm out of my water, my bubbly water thing. Oh, I'm so tired. So you and present then, a masculine man, a man operating, who operates primarily out of his masculine side, will pick up on it and say, oh, I want to fix that. She has a problem.
Yeah.
I want to fix it. Oh, darling, what do you, can I help you with that? What can I do to help you? Well, I know they have it at wherever it comes from, you say to him. So you then say, well, I know they have it there, but I'm just so exhausted. I can't go. And they offer.
Well, and that's the thing. He's really great at picking up on things. Like, even buying me the new car, right? I had said one time, you know, I'm going to need a new car eventually. And I just kind of said it to myself.
Right.
Well, then, boop. You know,
do you see how he wants
later.
To fix your problem? They want
yes.
to fix your problem. It's their nature.
And see, this is the interesting thing, because I have been a quote unquote nice accommodating, and not that I'm a high maintenance, you know, right now, but I've never asked for or felt comfortable, you know, being given to and loved and supported. I've just kind of been self-sufficient
but
in my
guess
masculine.
But guess what? It's okay to ask for concrete things. Even if you don't want to do it the backdoor way, which I just explained, you can also ask for something because that's concrete. You're asking, you're not asking for more, better, or different sex, time spent with you, or affection. You're asking for something concrete, which is something they can do.
Interesting, because he has said to me, just tell me concrete. I'm a man. I need direct instruction.
That's exactly right.
I know.
So
okay.
That's it. You say, I'm really tired today. And would you be a love? I have got this problem with the bubbler, whatever you're talking about. I've got this problem with a bubbler. Thing. Would you be a love, darling? And, is there, do you know when could you be able to do that?
Okay. See, I love the language that you're giving me, because sometimes I'm like, oh, my word coming across is masculine, right?
Well, you're not saying go get me. You're not giving him a command.
Exactly. Right.
It's not like you're, you know, commanding a servant. You're presenting a problem and then asking for a solution.
Fantastic. Okay, I have one more question. I tell you, your Pat Allen work has changed my whole life.
Okay.
I am ever so appreciative in so many ways. And I told her that a year ago.
What's your next question?
My next question is there best practices or any insights you can give me that I can really energize and really have my feminine energy at the forefront when I'm not working. I know Dr. Allen had said, and I think she even said when I was in her women's group a long time ago, she's like, you have to make sure after you finish work or doing something masculine like parenting that you, you know, find a song and you dance for 20 minutes or things like this. But are there other things that I can do that I just want to show up for him so feminine beyond my appearance? What would that look like?
You can go.
I would love your insight.
You can go get massages. You can go window shopping. No buying. Just look at nice, pretty things. Go have a glass of wine. Take a bubble bath. All of those are getting you into your feminine energy.
Okay.
And I also say to women, after they're, are you working? Do you work?
Yes.
Okay. So when you are finished working, make a definitive choice that you are shifting from your work mode to your feminine mode. I even tell people, change your clothing. If you change your clothing, clothing is persona. So when you are changing your persona, you are actively triggering your brain to go into your other mode. So that's something physical you're doing. And yes, in general, massages and all those things, feed anything to do with your body puts you in your feminine, physical feminine, it's your body. But if you want to make a definitive demarcation from your masculine to your feminine, change your clothes, take the ponytail out of your hair, let your hair down, put a little, refresh your makeup. And so you're changing your persona and you're telling your brain, I'm now in my girl mode.
Oh, I love this. Fantastic. And then I have one more question. I can sneak it in if you have time for me.
Hurry up. Okay, because I got to answer this other one's question. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Sometimes he declares he's going to do something or offer me something or give me something, and then he doesn't follow through. Well, you know, maybe eventually he will. But if there's something that I'm considering he's going to do in a certain time frame and he hasn't done it, what is the appropriate way to circle back and bring it up with him? Or do I just say nothing?
Go ahead, Sue. You want to take that one?
No, not right. Being told we got four people in the queue here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll quickly say that you can mention it. You say, oh, do you remember what you said the other day? You can bring up something. You said this the other, I just wanted to say that you said this the other day. And I was just so wondering about that. It's just a tickle.
It's just a tickle to remind him. Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm sorry. We had to get notified. We got people in the queue. I probably spent
too much. Good.
Sorry. All righty. Sam will hook us up. So we'll be waiting for the other people to connect. As you know, Sam calls you back. So when you call the number, he'll call you back to be connected. 323-20. Oh, here we go. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Okay. First of all,
you need to turn down the background sound.
Okay. Got it. Okay. First of all, I want to say what a wonderful radio show this is and how helpful it is to me personally. And I also appreciate Pat Allen, who I personally have met back in the 80s when she gave a workshop, and it was helping us through raising single women, raising their teenage daughters. And also, that's where I learned about her book, Conversational Rape. It was excellent.
Good one.
So thank
Good
you so one. Much. So I basically met Patricia here in Florida and learned that she was connected to my hero, Pat Allen. And I have to say how much she has helped me through the scripting process, which has been phenomenal in my life to help me understand who I am, where I'm going, and how it has affected all of my life's challenges and successes. And I have to say, Patricia has been amazing when it comes to the teaching me communication processes in my relationship with my, I was married at the time. He's now my ex-husband, but it's very okay. recent.
Okay.
And the only reason I was able to move forward and not keep blaming myself and thinking it was about me, learning how to communicate on purpose and clearly was instrumental in bringing me to the forefront. And also, Patricia has helped me through her teachings in body, mind, and soul. And I am telling you, the whole process of this growing and coming into myself has been phenomenal. And I totally
I appreciate
support
that.
Everything.
And this
Thank
is Dr.
Pa-
this is Dr. Pat's work.
Yeah.
And I want to give Dr. Pat Allen's work. She just, her work was groundbreaking, and all I'm doing and what Sue's doing here is bringing it forward, keeping it going.
And I realized that, and also the dreams that I would have, I thought, oh my God, I am a total loser here. And
no.
I would find out that my dreams were actually very positive, which somehow changed my whole perception of
personally,
how I was dealing.
We're very,
I was amazing.
You thank you.
Caller,
we've got callers in the queue,
waiting.
And I so
well,
appreciate
well, thank you.
That.
Calling it.
Okay.
Very good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Well, this work has really helped a lot of people while we're waiting for the next caller.
Yes.
So it's Dr. Pat's work. Getting to I Do is the book that everybody really
and
needs
just,
to read.
You can get it. Go to Amazon, and under the book Getting to I Do, you'll be able to buy it in paperback or the audio. So it is available on Amazon on the audio. Just Google Amazon, Dr. Pat Allen, Getting to I Do, and you can purchase it either book or audio.
And when you have the book, what's beautiful about having the book itself.
Hello?
Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have a question for Patricia. You've helped me before. My
oh,
name
dear.
Is Audrey.
Okay.
And it's kind of a weird situation here. I'll
you have
try
a
to make it.
Okay, is this a yeah. question?
Yeah, I'll
okay,
try to make
then,
it brief.
Ahead. Okay.
Okay, so I reconnected inadvertently, or maybe there are no accidents, 29 years later with a man I knew 29 years ago. And he just happened to call me to contact me on a dating site. And I we re-met, and this is what happened. We got along great. We got along great for the two or three times that we saw each other. And then he had to have a stent put in his heart. And now they're going to put a new, what is that called in the heart? The valve. And my husband's dead and my boyfriend died. And
are you having some
that,
PTSD issues feeling like this?
Yes.
Somebody you've,
I had well, a, I've had, yes. I had this dream that just blew me away with snakes. There were snakes coming out of everywhere.
Well,
the
you
dream
have fear.
Was so real.
You're having fear of mm-hmm. a lost relationship. So don't be afraid. Just there's always a beginning and a middle end to everything. And we don't know how long it's going to be, but enjoy yourself. Enjoy the men come out of the woodwork when you least expect it. I'll tell
they always
you.
Always do. Yeah.
So
and these snakes were coming. These snakes were coming out of the woodwork, literally.
Yes. Well, so that's your fear. That's your fear of relationship at this time. It's the scary side of relationship that is frightening to you, that something scary could happen. And guess what? There's scary stuff going on every day when you drive your car from point A to point B. You can get in an accident. So just walk, put one foot in front of the other and see what unfolds.
And live in the moment.
Thank you, caller, for sharing.
Thank
your
you. Thank you. Love Bye. Talking to you. Thanks, Bye. Patricia. Bye.
And Sue. Yeah. So.
And Sue. Thanks. Bye.
So when we get some other callers here, we have some time left.
For the rest of my questions.
Oh, please do. Please.
We got time here. So the takeoff was he was dating a lady 4 years and they were going to get together after they retired, but she wants to go live like a hermit and he's not into that now. And then he met another lady. Oh, here we go. Another question. you're on the call with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to get kind of your perspective on this. So I'm in the 3 month period and I've been working with you through the group of waiting for a guy either to accepting everything he does. We're not in a committed relationship. We have not had intercourse. What I'm finding though is I'm about halfway through and I'm starting to lose interest.
Are you dating other men though, or are you just being exclusive with him? Because
I'm trying. Date other men, we are not exclusive.
So you're over focused on this gentleman. You're wanting more from him that he's not giving you. Once you go out and start dating other men, you start losing your focus on him, and he notices that. And if he really wants you, he'll come after you.
Well, I'm actually starting to lose interest in him though.
Well, then go date other men and find another guy you're interested in.
Do I just not say anything to him?
You don't say anything to him. You've put all your energy into just this one man. You've not been available to other men.
Yes, and I'm trying to be.
Sometimes that comes across as men know you're too available.
And men need to compete.
They don't. Men's, yeah, exactly. They don't. They know that you're available and you have nothing else going on. So they don't chase you. They don't compete for you. That's why we date three men. So that you can choose which one comes to the surface that's the best man for you. You get to see, I like number one. I don't like number two. Number three is good. You get to pick the man that you want and make your man up. You get to diversify what you want in a man.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to.
Yeah, trying means you,
the attentive.
You either want to or you don't want to try. What does Dr. Allen say when people say they want to try, Patricia?
Trying doesn't get you to the end
There's
of the race.
Says you. Yeah.
Well, I want to date other men. I just haven't been asked out by another
well,
man.
Well, there's dating apps. There's coffee shops. There's
flirting. There's looking at men in the eyes when you're at the supermarket, at the car wash.
That to meet men, you just have to signal them with the eyes and a smile. They all know what that means. You're interested.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Go back to the book and learn the 5-second flirt.
Yes.
Okay.
Very thank good.
I guess that's all I had. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That's a pretty obvious one. People always say they're interested in one guy and they put all their eggs in that basket with the one guy. And when he doesn't come out to be the man of their dreams, they kind of get mad, but they have to keep the diversifying and keep it open to a lot of men.
And the old adage is play the field until one catches you.
Tell one, and then you get to see what you like in men and what you don't like in men. Okay, maybe I can answer this gentleman's question real fast.
Yeah, exactly.
We take callers first, but okay, so he's got another lady he likes that he wants to be with more than the one he's had for 4 years. But now he's afraid to tell the one that's waited him for 4 years because she's guiltifying him. What would you tell this gentleman? He's torn between picking the two ladies and he likes the new one, but he feels obligated because the one he's had 4 years has been waiting so long. Go ahead, Patricia.
No, you go ahead. Go. What did you have to say?
I already answered it.
Let's hear what you had to say. I'm curious.
That, you know, relationships are a risk, and he does need to go to the lady of 4 years and tell her that he's changed and he's not really wanting to be a hermit living in the wilderness. And he does still love her, but he's not that, he doesn't want that type of a lifestyle, which would make them incompatible. He would resent her. And if she went to where he would want to go in busy area, she would resent him. So sometimes relationships, no matter how much chemistry you have, you're just incompatible.
You grow apart and you grow apart. Different goals.
It's unfortunate she waited 4 years, but relationships are a risk and people can change overnight. Yeah, you know, we all have different wants and not wants, and she wants to live in the wilderness and he's not into that anymore. And then the new lady, he might take a risk with her and find out that she's not any better either. So that's what I told the gentleman. Was good. That the same line as what you would advise?
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
To pick from.
So that's right. The what people say 4 years ago that they wanted, maybe he was just going along with it 4 years ago. It's not something he really wanted. And then do need to come from what they want.
Yes.
And if they go and do something that they don't want to, not that he would want her to feel good and appease her, but it's not the life that he would want. Maybe he's still working and it requires him to be in the city.
Yes.
But not everybody's cut out to live in the country.
He's soon to be retired, but I don't.
Oh, soon to be retired. Yeah, I see. But either way, that's not what he wants.
He's kind of ghosting her, which that's never the right thing, because if you don't finish this relationship, you carry it to the next one. So we did. So anyway, good. We're coming down to the end of our hour, folks. So we had a great show. And I just want to tell everybody, you can get Dr. Allen's audiobook on Amazon.com. Patricia, do you, and if you want any information on Patricia Eltage services or my services or Kelly Ward's or anything that we have going on with the Wand Institute, you can call me at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpetallen.com. And please check out our website, www.drpetallen.com. We do have some free streaming material on Dr. Allen's work, chemistry, compatibility, and communication. So that's a 45-minute streaming using her tools. If anybody wants update information on how to use Dr. Allen's tools of communication. Patricia, do you want to say any closing words?
I do. And that is, the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, folks. See you next week. Next week, we'll have Andy on. We'll have a man's perspective. So please join us. It'll be Patricia, myself, and Andy Shaw will be taking questions and answers. Thank you, folks. See you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.